You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1999. This is issue number 169, and I'm your stuffed-up editor, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at 706 McKenzie, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609, and the member's action line is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the Internet, you can email me at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. Well, as you can tell from the voice, it's cold season around Ohio, and it's been cough and choke and just about everything else under the sun here for the last couple days, which is why the magazine's coming out a little bit late to you. So before I have to grab for another Kleenex, let's turn it over to Jerry Starr right here on the DX Audio Service.
This is the AM Switch. To contribute to this column, send your information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Under reference number 452, we start with these call letter changes. On 930, KBFW in Bellingham, Washington becomes KIXT. 1050 WSGC in Kaukauna, Wisconsin changing to WJOK. 1110 KRCX, Roseville, California changes to KLIB. 1200 CJBZ in Ottawa, Ontario becomes CFGO. 1220 KPBA, Palo Alto, California changes to KBZS. 1320 new station in St. Constant, Quebec will be CJMS. 1340 KYYD, Abilene, Texas becomes KWKC. 1450 WODZ, Rome, New York changing to WYFY. 1510 WBDI in Highland, Illinois will be WCBW. They're not on the air yet, but when they come on, that will be their call. On 1520, KTRO in Port Hueneme, California becomes KVTA. On 1630, KBEG Clovis, California will be KNAX. 1660 WBAH, Elizabeth, New Jersey, changing to WWRU. And on 1700 WCMQ in Miami Springs, Florida, they have become WRNU. Two new stations have been applied for. One is a sort of a new station on 1030 in Folsom, California, with 50,000 watts daytime and nighttime and a U4 antenna. That's different patterns day and night. This station was formerly granted as KIOQ, but that construction permit was canceled, and this is essentially a new application. And on 1590, there's been a mysterious application for a station in Oakville, Connecticut. We've seen this appearing in several industry journals. However, there is no information listed in any of the FCC databases that we check, and no information was given in the journals either, so we don't know any more about it than 1590. There is supposed to be an application for a new station in Oakville, Connecticut, so stay tuned. We'll try to ferret out the information on that. One application of interest on 1320 CJMS, the new station in St. Constant, Quebec. They would like to move frequency already. They'd like to change to 1040 kilohertz. Looking at otherness on 540 KUHB, new station in St. Paul, Alaska, will never be built. Their construction permit has been canceled, and that call has been deleted. Also on 1550 WASG, Atmore, Alabama, this silent station has returned to the air. 820 WYPA, Chicago, Illinois, their long-standing construction permit to go full-time, that has been canceled. Looks like they'll remain a daytime operation. 920 KTOC in Jonesboro, Louisiana, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1240, WSDT, Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, has gone silent. Also on 1240 WVSR in Charleston, West Virginia, the station that has a construction permit to move City of License to Dunbar, West Virginia, has once again become silent. 1310 WSSJ, Camden, New Jersey, has returned to the air. 1340 WAGR in Lumberton, North Carolina, has also returned. 1390 WADA, Shelby, North Carolina, has gone silent. 1400 WNEX, Macon, Georgia, has returned to the air. 1400 WHLF in South Boston, Virginia, has become silent. 1500 WKIZ in Key West, Florida, is back on the air. 1600 KUSH in Cushing, Oklahoma. Although the license has officially been shown as canceled and the call deleted, this station continues to operate on the air and is still shown as a current station in the FCC database, so we'll have to investigate this further and get back to you on it. 1620 KSMH in Auburn, California. This new X-band station is now operational. And on 1650 WHKT in Portsmouth, Virginia, after several months of playing continuous music, they are now on the air with regular programming. Moving on to reference number 453, these call letter changes. On 800 WVAL in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota will be KBLO. 850 WKBZ Muskegon, Michigan becomes WGVS as that call moves up the dial. 860 KCNR Salt Lake City, Utah changing to KBEE. On 1000 WJBW Jupiter, Florida becomes WDBE. 1220 KMIA in Pomona, California, they will not be changing to that call. That call change has been set aside and the station will remain with its current call, KWPA. Same case on 1300 where Lexington, Kentucky had applied for WUGR. That call change has been set aside and the station remains WLXG. 1330 KMRR Tucson, Arizona will be KJLL. 1340 KTOW Sand Springs, Oklahoma changes to KTFX. 1480 WKGF Arcadia, Florida becomes WZTK. 1490 WPOR Portland, Maine changing to WBAE. 1520 WQWQ in Muskegon Heights, Michigan takes up the call, WKBZ. 1530 WVFC in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania becomes WMEX. And where have we heard that call before? 1570 WYHI in Fernandina Beach, Florida becomes WGSR. And in the X-band on 1670 WNML, Warner Robins, Georgia changing to WRNC. Several items of otherness. On 1380 CFD, DA in Victoriaville, Quebec has gone silent. They have permanently moved to 101.9 FM. And on 1390, CJCY in Medicine Hat, Alberta has also left the AM band for good as they move to 96.1 FM. And on 1600 WEUP in Huntsville, Alabama, if you have a printed copy of the NRC log, this station was mistakenly left out of edition number 19, so please add it back in. The calls are WEUP, Huntsville, Alabama. The facilities are 5,000 watts daytime, 500 watts nighttime. The antenna is U2. And that wraps it up for this month. In 30 days, we'll bring you another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. And now from cold and still snowy Ohio, believe it or not, let's go to warm and still sunny Florida. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. Oh, the winter weather has started to clear, so everybody's in a better mood, except us DXers. Oh, well. Say, I have received some absolutely mind-boggling tapes this month. Bob Rathbun up in Massachusetts, he sent in an update to a tape that he'd given us several years ago, and it has, in addition to all the latest call letter changes in the whole region around Boston, he included some other features that really made our day. So thanks, Bob. It was just one little thing. You know that station in the fellow's attic in Lowell? Well, let me assure you, there is no law that permits such operations. That's right, the fellow's a crook. Oh, he's probably a nice enough guy. And he's probably serving a community with some useful information. Portuguese, is that what you said? But in fact, he's clearly breaking the law. The only low-power rules on AM radio are restricted to broadcasts along the power lines, for instance, for a few hundred feet, or maybe on a university campus, or one of those information stations operating on those traveler information station frequencies and all that, which is the main broadcast band, of course. But his kind of programs just don't qualify. So enjoy it while you can, And let's say, oh, Mark Strickert, thanks for my perennial supply of tapes from the Chicagoland area and all over the country as you've gone on trips. He says, Mark Strickert has blessed the Travelogue collection with 3 C60 cassettes this year, all of brand new IDs from the Chicagoland region mainly, but he's been up in Vermont and a whole bunch of places. Thanks as always, Mark. Josh Owens up in North Carolina recently accepted employment on a station near his home, and he sent in a tape from a recent trip that he's made, too. So it's been a busy month for us all, and all we need now is time to go play the tapes and download the IDs into the computer and then index them all and go from there. But hey, that's the hobby. It's great. Well, enough. Let's get back on the road here on the Travelogue. We have our dials this month glued to 1560. And when we last left you, we were headed east out of Texas, and that means we should start in Louisiana on the April 1999 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Metro Radio 1560 is WSLA Slidell.
Authorities in Ascension Parish say a 103-year-old woman has died in a morning house fire in Donaldsonville.
Oh, dear. Now, up in Arkansas, about an hour southeast of Little Rock, is the little town of Dumas, Arkansas.
You're listening to Foxy 107, KXFB FM, Dumas Pine Bluff, and KDDA Dumas.
Well, we're going to go north paralleling the Mississippi River for a while now, and one of the towns right out of Huckleberry Finn is Joplin, Missouri.
Veterinarian and fine feed and pet stores.
This is KQIX, Joplin, Missouri, News Talk Radio. This is KQIX, Joplin, Missouri. Stand by for CNN News.
We got
it. In Atlanta. I'm Bob Whitkin.
Okay, these next two stations are both 1,000 watt daytimers in mid Missouri. Wish we'd been a little closer to this one.
This is KTUI AM 1560, 100.9 FM Sullivan. It's 11 o'clock. Here's ABC News.
And just to the north, about 100 miles.
Greatest songs from the 70s. We're 1560 AM, KLTI, Macon, Moberly, Kirksville. All 70s, all the time.
Yeah, now Mark Strickert taped this next station, and of course we can all hear it these days on the X Band. The call sign from Iowa City, and we've heard it in Florida, we've heard it in New Jersey, I guess all over the whole eastern half of the country, and probably beyond. And here comes a neat little town right on Lake Michigan, about 15 miles north of Milwaukee.
This is beautiful, relaxing music from WGLB, AM and FM, Port Washington.
Okay, we're going to head for the Chicago area next to hear this station with the least amount of daytime power of any AM station I found. They operate with 189 watts during the day. Now, of course, I'm not including the translator stations and all that. This is a station in Sycamore, Illinois.
It's 2 o'clock and time for a news minute from the Q1560 Information Center. Good afternoon, everyone.
Let's move down to the Peoria market now.
Mostly sunny, but colder tomorrow. The high 35 to 40. 35 degrees. 6 minutes past 8. WBYS. 7FM. Canton, Illinois. ABC Sports. Next.
Good morning, everybody. Fred Manfred with World of Sports.
Hey, and down to Mid-State Illinois.
AM 1560 WSHY Shelbyville. FM 104.9 WEJD Shelbyville.
West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl has outlined a plan for...
And let's head for southern Indiana next. Paoli. It's about 35 miles from Louisville.
Thanks for listening to AM 1560 WSEZ Paoli.
Okay, that was on a stormy day, too, huh?
Asking you to make the right decisions right now.
You're listening to 97.7 FM WLQI and 1560 AM WRIN Rensselaer.
I'm Larry Jacobs, and nearly 7,000 workers at a St. Louis McDonnell Douglas plant are on the picket line.
Okay, we're going to come further northeast, and as we do so, we arrive in the Kalamazoo, Michigan market. Now, this little town that we're about to hear from is to the west of Kalamazoo, and the street that separates the two cities is called West Medge. And I suppose I got that from Western Edge, sort of. Anyway. Cluttered is about the best way to describe that. We come now to Fred Vobey's home area. Fred was an announcer on several Toledo and nearby Michigan stations, too.
This is Barbara Mandrell.
Hi, we're the Oak Ridge Boys.
Hi, this is Hank Williams, Jr.
Hi, I'm Ricky Van Shelton, and you listen to WTOD, the country station, and that's no lie.
WTOD, Toledo.
I half expected to hear Fred's name in there somewhere.
Through shortwave radio, the gospel truth is being broadcast across all of Europe and Russia each weekday.
WCNW, Fairfield, Cincinnati.
Please disregard any dates that may be given out on the following program, as we're having to use, once again today, a standby tape. Thank you.
Now, there's a guy I'd have to get rid of, honestly. He's telling an inside story about the station. And, you know, what he should have said was something like the following program was recorded earlier for presentation at this time. Wouldn't that have been a little bit nicer?
Serving you with news and weather every 30 minutes. This is 1560 WATJ, Chardon.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Pam Dawkins. A hearing is underway for the Union.
Okay, now we arrive at the Mountaineer State, and I'm hoping that you'll be with us over the Labor Day weekend at the beginning of September.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to WFSP Kingwood. Time for the news.
AP Network News, I'm Sean Anderson.
Okay, so Kingwood's a little distance from Bridgeport, West Virginia, but, you know, golly, come on, guys.
Don't get upset. Get Clorets. No other breath fresheners more effective than Clorets. So, pop a couple in and relax. Your breath will be calm in no time.
This is 1560 AM WPAD, Paducah.
Gridlock is still apparently alive and well in Washington.
And we really start swinging eastward now and into the Volunteer State.
You have been listening to the live worship services this morning from the Hartsville Pike Church of Christ here in Gallatin.
Music power, 1560. Magic, 1560. WMRO, Gallatin.
Time for Truth Worship Hour from the auditorium of the West Eastland Church of Christ here in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes. West Eastland. Oh, dear, I love that kind of confusion. Well, we're moving southward now down toward the Gulf of Mexico into Alabama.
From the heart of Cherokee on Highway 411, this is WAGC Center.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West.
Okay, that city is Center, Alabama. This is down in the southeast corner of Alabama.
Southern Gospel, Sunday mornings on AM 1560 WTKN.
The station that's talking, WTKN Daleville Enterprise, Ozark. News Talk 1560.
Okay, and finally, we reach the Sunshine State on our tour of the country at 1560 on the AM radio dial. Now, this next city is about halfway from Tampa to Ocala. It's along the Gulf Coast area. And it rebroadcasts the music of your life coming from the big WGUL down in Tampa Bay.
Sure like to see you out at that big dance on Saturday down at the Coliseum. WGUL, Dunedin Clearwater, WGUL FM, Dade City, Brooksville. And now our newest edition, WAVQ, English Crystal River, and WINV Inverness. The music of your life for Tampa Bay and Citrus County, 5 p.m.
Around the world, around the clock, this is UPI News, the United States.
Okay, we were listening for WINV in Inverness there at 1560. And across the Florida Peninsula to the Space Coast.
Just one look, that's all you do.
Good times and great oldies. AM 1560 WTMS, Melbourne, Palm Bay.
Now, see if you detect any favoritism toward the Clemson Tiger here.
WAHT AM 1560, a Golden Corners broadcasting station.
This concludes our broadcast day. WAHT-AM, Clemson, South Carolina, is a division of Golden Corners Broadcasting, Incorporated. We strive to be your hometown radio station and welcome all listener comments. We wish you a blessed good night.
Okay, you think you caught it, huh? I don't blame you.
Your way next on this Tuesday morning, the 20th day of October, 1992. It's 9 o'clock.
WAGL, Lancaster, Rock Hill.
NBC Radio News, good morning. The White House race is entering its last 2 weeks following last night's final debate.
1992, and from the southern part of Virginia.
You're listening to one that's being done by Dottie Peoples in the People's Choice Chorale entitled Angel. Stay in tune with WSBB 1560 on your AM dial, South Boston, Virginia.
And here comes one of the tougher stations to pick up because it's kind of out there all by itself.
WKIK La Plata.
WSMD, Mechanicsville, Lexington Park, Waldorf.
And all of those in the state of Maryland. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come, at least for the East Coast, the granddaddy of them all.
Jack Jones and a newfound treasure from his new CD, the Gershwin album, on 1560 WQEW in New York. Good evening. It's a couple of minutes after 10. I'm Bill Quinn. And we're happy you're with us tonight.
You really didn't think I was going to end on that note, did you? Oh, no way. You know, we have in the vault a tape made on the day WQXR changed from its original classical music format over to big band. And then Ernie Holt here just recently sent me a complete taping of the changeover from big band to Radio Disney, which WQEW is now, of course. And I have IDs from the 1950s right through the 1990s, the stereo stations of the New York Times. We grew up with that on the East Air, half of the country. But I've selected one ID from the old gray lady that personifies, I think, what they did differently, from the advertisement you'll hear right through to the time signal. This was the Pillar of New York.
The vocal scene with George Jelinek, sponsored by Contel, following the 10 p.m. news. Here on WQXR FM 96.3, WQXR AM 1560 in New York. At the tone, a minute and a half after 10, time for word from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. 50 marvelous anatomical drawings by Leonardo da Vinci, on loan from the unique collection at the Windsor Castle, are on exhibition now at the Metropolitan Museum, where there's always something new and beautiful.
Now, next month, we'll jump on the 1570 bandwagon and see how much we can cover of the United States in 1 month. But now, let's head up into the New Hampshire Gateway City and hear from Bruce Conti and his great feature, the DX Digest. Bruce?
WABC, the American Network in New York.
Hello, DXers, and welcome to the DX Digest for April, which I'll call the Irish Spring Edition. Thanks to Tom Walsh, who put together a tape of radio listening while in Europe, including a nice recording of Ireland's RTE Radio 1. I so much enjoyed listening to the music without all the interference usually present when DXing RTE stations from home that I thought it would be kind of neat to give the DXAS a taste of Ireland. So this month, an RTE Radio 1 air check. Here's Tom Walsh.
Hello, DX Audio Service listeners. This is Tom Walsh coming to you from the town of Ostend, Belgium, which is on the coastline, on the English Channel, perhaps even to the beginning of the North Sea. So I thought it would be interesting to take a listen to what can be heard from the medium wave band from this part of Europe.
Goodbye, Piccadilly.
And that
that was Ian McIntosh there. Fascinating song indeed. The writing of Tipperary, the title of the song. And that recording was made in 1979. We will be returning to the theme of the war a little bit later on in the programme. But we're going now from a recording made in 1979 to a recording made in 1959 by Andreas O'Gallagher, featuring the fiddle playing of Dennis Murphy and Padraig O'Keefe together playing here. Playing a hornpipe called Cronin's, which I believe was named for a County Tipperary fiddle player, Edward Cronin, who came from Limerick Junction. And a nice little piece here that says that the collector Francis O'Neill remarked that Mr. Cronin's features were set and expressionless as the Sphinx when playing. What's on in the world of traditional and folk music around the country. We heard Liam O'Flynn a little bit earlier on in the programme, and his nationwide tour with the Piper's Call Band begins tomorrow night, Friday, as part of the Cork Arts Fest they play in the School of Music in Cork. Earlier on, we'll be having a write-in competition for you. For a change, we usually do our competition on the phone, but tonight we're going to have a write-in competition for you, and we have, as usual, some nice prizes to give away. And our address this time, not the phone number, but the address to write to, if you know the answer, is Sounds Traditional, RTE Radio 1 in Dublin 4. We heard music from Liam O'Flynn a little bit earlier on, was mentioning the fact that his Piper's Call Band will be on tour around the country over the next few weeks. But Liam O'Flynn, of course, was a member of what was one of the real pioneering bands of traditional Irish music, and we want to know the name of that band, please. The name of the band with which Liam O'Flynn was involved, I'll give you a little hint on it as well. It's very easy, but we'll give you a bit of a hint just in case you'd be confused with any other bands or anything like that. Andy Irvine was another member of that same band. Sounds Traditional, RTE Radio 1 in Dublin 4, to reach us before next Thursday, please, with answers to that quiz. Many people were saddened over the last week by the news of the death of Paddy Clancy. Of course, Paddy was a member of the famous Clancy Brothers, who started playing music and recording together apparently in the mid-1950s, and went on recording Paddy until very close to his death. And indeed, we're going to hear one of his very last recordings on tonight's edition of the programme. And this is music that was recorded in 1995, featuring Paddy on vocals on this track, with his brother Liam on concertina. Nephew Robbie O'Connell on guitar. Gary O'Brien is on mandocello. And this is the great Let No Man Steal Away Your Time. Thank you. music indeed there. That's three jigs, The Apples in Winter, The Peacock's Feather, and Hennigan's there from Brendan Begley. The two Pauls, McGrathen and O'Shaughnessy, and Noel O'Grady there. Beginnish, they call themselves. Well, earlier on we had a song about the First World War, and I did mention that we'd be returning to the same theme before the end of the programme. And we're going to hear now probably the best known song from the First World War, or about the First World War, certainly of songs written in recent times, and a song which has been recorded by many, many different people in many different groups, in many different styles, it must be said. But I suppose it's important always to go back to the source of the song and to hear it sung by the man who wrote it. This is Eric Bogle and his version of No Man's Land.
Well, how's it doing, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by the graveside? And I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day long and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the glorious fallen.
I hear that, it always sends a shiver down my spine there at the end. That's Eric Bogle there, of course, his version of his own song, No Man's Land. That's about all we've time for tonight on the programme. Just to give you a reminder again about our competition, it's a write-in competition this week, and we want to know, please, the name of the band with which Liam O'Flynn was associated, one of the pioneering bands of Irish traditional music. If you can give us the name of that band, please. Answers on a postcard to Anya Hensley, Sounds Traditional, RTE Radio 1 in Dublin 4. We're going to leave you tonight with music from the new Real Town album, Live It Up, and a selection of tunes from them, the first and third of which were composed by the Dublin banjo player Mickey Kenny, guy who's been living in Galway for many years now. The second tune is called Set American and was composed apparently by Reynaud Houle, who is a very well-known French-Canadian accordion player. And the last of the tunes in this selection is the well-known traditional reel, Colonel Rodley. Good evening, all, and we'll be seeing you at Risha Ganon, Sina, and Chachan Chahogan, Usha, Anya Hensley, Lana Bill. Thank you.
International was produced by Peter Brown. It's 9 o'clock. RT Radio 1 News with Angie Mazzetti. Good evening. The Football Association of Ireland has asked the Minister for Foreign Affairs to make an official complaint to the Yugoslav Embassy in London after the Irish team's flight from Belgrade was delayed for 90 minutes this morning. Yugoslav airport officials refused to let the team board their flight, demanding £5,000 in extra passenger taxes. Yugoslav officials made it clear they wanted hard currency and wouldn't accept credit cards as payments, according to the FAI's chief executive, Bernard O'Byrne. Irish officials accused the authorities of extortion and were eventually allowed to leave. That's all for now. The next news is 10. This is RTE Radio 1 on AM and FM at 9:02. Now to our series on belief, life and religion today. Cross Currents is presented by Ruth Buchanan.
RTE Radio 1, Tullamore, Ireland on 567 kHz. This station is a favorite target of East Coast North America DXers. Ireland's most powerful AM station with 500 kilowatts, RTE Radio 1 broadcasts traditional Irish music along with news and information. For a different musical perspective, Atlantic 252 is another favorite target at 252 kilohertz long wave, broadcasting contemporary hits from Clarkstown, Ireland. More next time on the DX Digest, including more DX across the English Channel from Tom Walsh. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce, and while I still have my voice here intact, the Federal Communications Commission announced a couple months back that they are seeking comments on the creation of a low-power FM radio service. Well, recently in the FCC transactions, they announced that they are granting an extension of the comment date to June 1, 1999, and reply comments to July 1, 1999, in response to a petition filed by Lucent Digital Radio and the National Association of Broadcasters and the Consumer Electronics Manufacturers Association and a number of state broadcaster organizations. What this means is you still have time to file your comments, pro or con, about the adding of more FM radio stations in a low-power area. If you'd like to get more information about it, just visit our webpage at www.nrcdxas.org. If you're interested in filing comments, just contact myself or John Bowker, and we can tell you how to go about filing your comments and make your voice heard in Washington.
W-I-N-D. This is Musings of the Members. Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
This is Tom Belton in Columbia, South Carolina, and I just wanted to give you a report on WoWo here on 1190. It's a little bit weaker than usual. You can still get it, and you can still pretty much listen to it if you want to put up with the fading and the chatter behind it and whatnot. Not as good as it used to be. In fact, I'd say it sounds like it would normally on a bad night. Sounds like that pretty much all the time. But you still can get it, and there's no sign whatsoever of WLIB.
Hi, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is March the 4th. On February 19th, I noticed a format change on WYRE 810, Annapolis, Maryland. They stopped playing their oldies, blues, and went to country gold. But then about a week later, they went back to the original format, and yesterday they went back to country oldies. So who knows what their format is?
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of Dunbar, West Virginia. Just called to let you all know that WVSR 1240 in Charleston is back on the air with Wisdom Radio. I guess they were having satellite problems and probably transmitter problems, I think, too. So they are back on the air, and everything's okay.
This is Tim Hendel, and we may have the first genuine format change of an X-band station in this part of the country. as opposed to a station just running a format until they start up and do their real format. Anyway, 1670 in Warner Robins, Georgia, which was Sports Talk, I think their call was WNML, is now Real Country. The call is WRNC. I'm a little unsure of that middle letter, but I think it's N as in November.
Hi, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House once again. Today is March the 6th, and I noticed that WYRE is back to what they were playing before they went country gold, so I guess it's a day-by-day thing on with them, what they're going to play. It'll be interesting to see what they play tomorrow or Monday or whatever. So if you're within that signal, it's going to be very interesting to see which format they stay on. Now, another thing I've noticed that's really getting me ticked off, I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but it seems the DJs are talking more and more over the records now, making it next to impossible to get any tapes when you tape off the radio. And I'm wondering if that's my imagination or... it's really happening. The DJs are just talking more and more now. Even through the instrumental bridge, I'm hearing DJs do their little thing. Today is March the 7th, and yes, WYRE has another format today. Today they're playing big band type of music. Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman. Wonder what they'll be tomorrow. Kind of reminds me of George Carlin's little comedy bit, when he said this record is in the top 40 and by this afternoon it'll be an oldie goldie.
This is Audrey Levine in New York City. I just wanted to tell everybody that the station known as Jammin' 105 has officially changed their call letters to WTJM instead of WBIX that they were before when they were big. Also, I'm looking for air checks from the New England area, particularly Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Okay, thanks so much for the Alaska and Hawaii air checks I was able to get from one of the members. Thanks again. My phone number is 212-614-8764. My address is 451 East 14th Street, number 3A, New York, New York, 10009. Please write or call. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye.
Hi. Jay is calling in from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to express as best I could appreciation for the magazine, Fred. The DXAS. I've been fortunate enough to be a member and have received every issue since the beginning. Thanks again, Frank Merrill. And Fred won't tell you, but anyone who's done anything at all like this, you know, or actually, we all know that anything, even if you enjoy doing it, it can become work. Yet, as I said, I've received every issue. It always is informative. The production values are top-notch. And, in fact, I'd like to thank all of it. I think of it as the main gang of four, Fred, Jerry, John, and Phil. Always been there, every issue. If you think back, I don't think we've ever heard any kind of excuses like, well, you know, this happened, so I really wasn't able to send in a report, but it'll be there next month. We've never heard that. We've never heard that from Fred. And it's a whole lot of fun. It's a whole lot of information. And thanks to everybody involved. I look forward to each issue. And I think I speak for the entire membership and for everyone who gets the magazine. Thank you, Fred. Thanks, everybody.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to especially thank Jay Spell for his kind words and also those of you who over the past 13 years and 196 issues have told myself and the other editors how special this magazine is. It's words from the membership, like Jay's, that make all the hard work by myself and the editors seem worthwhile. As many of you know, this is a non-profit club and magazine. To do what we do needs some commitment, dedication, and love for the hobby. But when members express their thanks, that's the payment and the reward for a job well done. As we enter year 14 and issue number 170, let's not forget that the reason that we are here is not only to entertain, but to inform, educate, and share knowledge. To many of us, we often assume that what we take as granted as our abilities and common knowledge is to some the fountain of information, a need to be filled. I have yet to find a single DX Audio Service member who is clueless or without something to offer their fellow DXer in some way. And while we, as the editors, can share what we have available, it will never completely equal the collective talents and the knowledge of the club members. As we enter our 14th year and head toward the millennium, be a strong member of the club by reporting news, participate in columns, and provide information to other members. A simple call to the action line, or perhaps a card or letter to Jerry with a call sign change, or a quick note to Ken about a station that has a certain sports team, helps everyone. If you can record a station on the tape, or get a top-of-the-hour ID for John, or record a distant station for Bruce, hey, that's great. Perhaps a series of recordings for the Market Scope, or record the regional or clear channel stations for Mark. Any contribution, no matter how small, helps the editors and helps the members. Thank you, DX Audio Service members, for the past 13 years. And thank you, editors, for your help in preparing a truly class magazine for the radio enthusiast.
It's time for a pattern change. Or at least to flip over your tape for more of the DX Audio Service.